probably recognize this music as that of the Nutcracker. My guest right now is Bridget Lujan, and she is the executive director of Juno Dance Theater. And the Nutcracker is happening this weekend. Bridget, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scott. Thanks so much for having me.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
I bet you're busy.
We're going a mile a minute here trying to get a show on.
Let's just start with that outline, where and when we can see the Nutcracker this weekend.
Absolutely. Opening night is tomorrow, Friday, 7 p.m. We've got shows on Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. and a final matinee on Sunday, the 9th at 2 p.m. Shows are at the JDHS Auditorium. Tickets are online at junodance.org or at Hearthside and at the Jack, I think, until about probably midday tomorrow.
All right. If you didn't get all of that, we'll outline that again at the end of our interview. So Juno Dance Theater, you're a nonprofit here in town. And as you mentioned, you're primarily a dance school. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, we are a dance school. It would be frightening to have us try to instruct perhaps in other disciplines, but I know we do dance. Primary focus is ballet. Most of our classes are ballet foundation.
And do you have a physical location here in town, a studio where you work?
We do. We're out at Airport Boulevard. We're on the second floor of the Alaska Litho building. And when they built that new building, they built it to accommodate the long-term lease that they're holding for Juno Dance Theater.
And you have approximately 120 students, is that
right? That's
right,
yes.
What's the age range?
We have wee ones. Three-year-olds can take creative movement and right on up through adult. Most of our serious ballet students, and I say that because they're in the studio 6 or 7 days a week, those are high school-aged kids, and you know they typically leave the school after they graduate high school. But we have some adults that stick around and take the ballet classes. Then we also have classes specifically for adults, such as adult modern and adult ballet, midday on a Friday. You know, if you're not doing anything on a Friday at lunchtime, come on by, drop in an adult ballet class.
When is a good age, for music? It seems like getting kids started really early is good. Is ballet the same?
I think so. I say the more arts, the sooner, the better, music and dance. And I think the more exposure, the earlier on, the more it can impact the other aspects of a child's education and upbringing. As far as ballet goes, you know, we've got kids that started as soon as they could walk. And they do very well. We also have students that started perhaps a little bit later. But by the time they're in their early teen years, if they've really focused on it and dedicated themselves, they can catch up pretty quickly. Older students usually can catch up quickly and advance right along. So they all kind of end up at the same level eventually.
How would you describe a life in ballet?
Well, I would first find a ballerina. As a parent, I think my observation is that it's grueling. It takes a lot of dedication. Those students love what they do because they give up going to school dances and having a social life. They go from school. They're doing homework between classes. They come to the studio. They dance until 8:30 every single night of the week. And then they have rehearsals on the weekends. And the reward, they're learning as they get older. They realize the reward is in that work. But the reward for some of them is this weekend, the performance, putting on the costume, standing on the stage and the lights with the audience clapping.
So the Nutcracker is this weekend. Are there other sort of flagship events throughout the year, or is this the big one?
This is our longest running annual production. We offer a spring showcase. And this year, I can say that it's going to be a little bit different. We'll have a full-length ballet, Snow White, and that's April 26th and April 27th. It's a big deal for us because in previous years, we've only been able to do excerpts. So we've done excerpts from Giselle, excerpts from Swan Lake and Sleeping Beauty. But this year, we're going to put on a full production and have a guest artist come and be the prince. And so that's kind of a big deal for us. We also host Juno's Got Talent, the annual. That'll be our fourth year. That's fun to see the other talent come out. And we have, a lot of people don't realize this, we host and produce the Juno Fine Arts Camp for the whole month of June. A lot of people don't associate Fine Arts Camp with Juno Dance Theater, but that's us too. And then, of course, we have classes running year-round.
Okay. Back to the Nutcracker. About 90 participants, did you say?
Yeah, I think it shakes out to maybe be even closer to 95. We have, most of them are our students. We've probably got about a dozen adult volunteers. And, of course, we have our guest artists, which we're very excited about. They're here from the Miami City Ballet. They're both principal dancers there.
So two guest artists?
Yes. Lauren Fadley is going to be dancing the role of Sugar Plum Fairy, and she brought with her Giovanni Ferlin, who dances the Cavalier, and just such a charismatic couple on stage, and the strength and the grace. I think I mentioned earlier today when I was talking to someone, Lauren is an incredible athletic dancer, and you would never, I mean, you'd never know it because she's just so graceful and beautiful. She makes it look easy, and Giovanni does as well. I mean, exceptional dancers. They're both principals. I think I mentioned that. Principals at Miami City.
What's that like for the other students having visiting artists come in?
It's quite a privilege. Yeah, they were mesmerized last night watching them rehearse for the first time. They had all come out to the audience to watch the Grand Pas de Deux, and they were just glued to the stage. And, of course, it's a rehearsal for them. They've probably danced these roles hundreds of times, and yet it was fresh and new, and they did it at 100%. And our students, I think, picked up on that. And
what is it, do you think, about the Nutcracker that makes it so perennially liked?
Well, as an audience member, I think it connects with a lot of childhood memories for people who lived in other places and went to the ballet as a holiday tradition with their family. Certainly the music is recognizable. So many of the movements in the Nutcracker are recognized and used commercially as well. For a school, it's the perfect ballet to do with a school because you can use young children, and it's a really good way to give lots and lots of dancers an opportunity to perform.
All right. Can you outline for our listeners again when they can see the Nutcracker?
Yes. Please come to JDHS tomorrow, Friday, 7 p.m. for our opening night. We've got matinees on Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m., and then we've got a Saturday evening show at 7 p.m.
All right. And for more information and tickets, where should they go?
JunoDance.org for ticket sales. I will just make a note that the Friday show is a discounted rate. So if you're looking for a deal, those are the tickets you're going to want to get is for tomorrow night.
All right. Bridget Lujan, she's the executive director of Juno Dance Theater. Is there anything we're missing? Anything else you want to add?
Oh, no. I would just say for those who bring their kids to the Nutcracker, if they like what they see, we'll be opening registration for the spring semester. I think it's going live tonight, actually.
All right. Bridget, thank you.
Thank you so much.